We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin with lesson number 37. And we are closing in, but not quite there yet, but closing in on a siyum of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today we will learn the 8th and 9th Mishnayos of the 9th Perek, Perek Tes, Mishneh Ches, and Mishneh Tes. Get shekisovo ivris ve'edov yivonis. Suppose you have a get which was written in the Hebrew language, but the witness is signed in Greek. Or yivonis, the get was written in Greek ve'edov ivris. The witness is signed in Hebrew. O eid echod ivri ve'ed echod yivoni. One witness is signed his name in Hebrew, and the other signed his name in Greek. Or Kosav ha-sofer ve'ed, meaning the sofer himself wrote the get and signed as a witness, and a second witness signed with him. In all of these situations, the get is kosher. We're not concerned that the husband only told the sofer write the get, but didn't tell him to sign it. A sofer wouldn't do that. If a sofer signs it, it's because the husband said, write it, sign it, and I'll get another fellow to sign it along with you as a second aid. Suppose the witness signs Ish Ploni aid. He doesn't write his name is Reuven ben Yaakov aid. He just writes Reuven aid. Kosher? No problem, that's okay. And similarly, if he didn't write Reuven ben Yaakov aid, he just wrote Ben Ish Ploni aid. He just wrote Ben Yaakov aid without Reuven. Also kosher. And if he writes Ish Ploni ben Ish Ploni velo kosav eid, he just writes Reuven ben Yaakov and does not write the word eid, it's also kosher v'kach hoyu nekiye hada'as shebirushalayim osin. The nekiye hada'as, the specially particular people, very exact types of people, clean, did everything right. That's what they did. They didn't sign their name Aid, just Reuven ben Yaakov. Kosav chanichosova chanichoso. Suppose Sofer did not write their names of the husband and the wife, Reuven ben Yaakov and Yente bas Basher, but he wrote their nicknames, Ruby and Janet. All right, also kosher. Some say that he didn't write their personal names, but their family names. It's also kosher. That's that. Next part. Get mu'usa. A get mu'usa means where the husband is forced by Beis Din under certain conditions, the Beis Din will force a man to divorce his wife. So in such a situation, be Yisrael, if a Jewish Beis Din is forcing the husband to give a get to his wife, so it's mu'usa kedin, it's properly forced. For example, he's obligated to free her, and he doesn't want to. And Beis Din forces him, they put the pressure on until he says, okay, I'll do it, and he does it. Kosher. The get is kosher. But if it's mu'usa shelo kedin, there's no reason for him to divorce his wife. And for some reason, a bunch of Jews force him to do so, and even if Beis Din forces him to do so because they're making a mistake about the situation, the get is possible. Uva goyim, if the goyim, the Gentiles, force a person to give a get, possible. The get is possible. Uva goyim, however, under certain circumstances, if the goyim pressure a Jewish person to give a get to his wife, it is kosher. For example, if the Beis Din, three old rabbis, and they decide this guy must give a get to his wife, you can't live with him and she's right, etc., he must divorce her. But what are these three old rabbis going to do? They can't force them. They have no strength. So they call up the local Irish police and they tell them, look, this guy's not divorcing his wife. It's not fair. According to Jewish law, he should be doing so. Please help us out. And the three goyim, comes along and a tough guy, and he forces the guy to give a get, that's fine. Uvagoyim chov tinoso. The goyim can beat the guy up. Yomrimlo, when they say to him, Asei mashi yisur al omrimlo. Do what the Jewish rabbis are telling you to do. The kosher. That's kosher. Because in such a Jewish situation, the goyim are not acting as a court. The goyim are acting as a makal ritzua, as a tool, as an instrument of the Jewish court. That's fine. Mishnah Tes. Suppose there are rumors out there that a woman is mekudeshes. Yotza shmo bo'ir mekudeshes. This is girl, single girl. And all of a sudden, everyone's saying, oh, you heard, she's engaged, she's mekudeshes. More than engaged, she's an eishes ish. Harezo mekudeshes. So we say, misofek, you have to treat her as if she was mekudeshes. She can't get married to another person without a get. The Gemara explained that this is not just when there's a nice rumor. Oh, did you hear? Yente Basha is engaged. Yente Basha is mekudeshes. No. But rather, people saying, we passed by Yente Basha's house, and we saw the Rav was there, and the chandeliers were on, and all the fancy furniture was out, and everybody was singing and dancing. Oh, and they were saying, did you hear? Plonis niskatsha hayom leploni. Then, we have to believe that type of a rumor. Suppose migoreshes, meaning, that same woman who yesterday everybody was saying, did you hear? She's mekudeshes. Now today, the next week, everyone's walking around and saying, did you hear? He divorced her. He engaged, he got mekudeshes to her last week, and this week he changed his mind, divorced her. Hareze mekudeshes. So we say this is what's called kol v'shovro imo. The rumor and the cancellation of the rumor are together. It's on the basis of a rumor, or a semi-documented rumor that we got her married, and now we have a semi-documented rumor that got her unmarried. Uvilvaj lo yeheshom amasla. As long as there isn't an amasla, meaning a reason to disbelieve the rumor of kedushin or to disbelieve the rumor of gerushin. Ezehi amasla. What would be an example of something which can cause us not to believe these rumors? If, in the matter of a divorce, it says, the rumor says, Geresh ish ploni es ishto al tnai. She was engaged last week. This week he divorced her on the condition that he should give him $1,000. So then we're not concerned she's divorced because maybe she never gave him the $1,000. Or in the matter of she is engaged, Kedushin. If the rumor is, did you hear? Yesterday he was there, he had a ring, and he said, Arbeyat Mugudeshes, and he threw it at her, but he threw it at her in a way that he could recover it with one reach of the hand, and she could recover it with Shira. So it's Safik Kar of Law, Safik Kar of Law. So in such a situation, the rumor is no rumor, and we put her on a chazoka. In the last latter case, she wasn't engaged this month, she's not engaged now. All this stuff is just rumors. And so we have finished lesson number 37. Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will complete Maseches Mishnayos, Maseches Gittin.